have come,
Lord, I've come to worship you.
Your case might not be you were with us from the one till today, 21st day fast, coming to church every day. But I want to tell you that for you to be up, dress yourself, and you have come today, it's all the handiwork of God. There are many who saw yesterday, they don't see today. Is that far? Is that far? 100 level, be serious for God. Not everybody that wrote jam had admission. Take notes. And not that everybody that had mission, admission has resumed. Some nobody. No money to come back. Some as they saw this morning, but they cannot move. Can you sing this song now with understanding? See how far, Lord.
See how far.
Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you.
Me.
Lord of God.
Lord, I've come to worship you.
This can be called holiday service. A service we have in on while we are still on holidays. Some has gotten admission. They have the money. They cannot rent a house. They have not seen a house to rent, to return. They don't have where to stay. I've known many. Mama, can I send my daughter to squat with you? I've searched for house, but you've gotten a place of resident. You've gotten a place to come and worship at least. 100 level, can you sing this song with me? Lord,
see how far you've brought me.
Lord,
Lord, I've come to worship you.
Can you please close your eyes? Can you lift up your hands? Unto him alone who doeth great wonders we gather, for his mercies endureth forever. Unto him alone who heals, who delivers, who saves we gather. Unto you, Lord, our praises is. Unto you our worship we render to you. You alone who is able to do more abundantly than what we thought, we even think about nor ask. Father, thank you. Daddy, thank you. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the all good things, provisions that you have given to us, that has given us this grace, this power to come and to worship at thy feet. There must be something that pushed us from our beds, our comfortable homes. Even with this hammer time, we would have been afraid of cold water, but we took cold water and we are here in your presence. Oh Lord Jesus, in your name alone we have come together, and by your name every knee will bow, every tongue will confess at the end and even from now that you are the Lord, and you'll be Lord over every facet that has been taking place here, even through your words. Be thou exalted, our King of Kings. Thank you because you have always been there. This word is unto you alone who doeth great wonders. Do glorify your name. Do that your name alone will be heard and will be seen, and your children will be blessed mightily in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I declare, oh Holy Spirit, takes over every ear, circumcise our ears, and let us hear the second word spoken by you, sweet Holy Spirit. Every wandering thoughts every force causing that, I cast you out now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind you, stop functioning in the name of Jesus Christ. And I dedicate every heart to you, Lord Jesus. Take over, make it your throne, that you can speak clearly, and the heart of stone will be the heart of flesh, that we receive you, gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Do take the glory with a clearer understanding, Holy Ghost. Do I disappear, but I stand as your oracle. Speak through me and do it through me. And let the wonders be yours. Let signs take place as we end. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Can you please be seated? Put your hands together for Jesus. Spirit of the living God, once again, you're welcome to this meeting in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The theme of our fasting this year is the theme of the word for the year. God of great wonders. From the first day till today, so many things has been revealed by teaching. That God of a true is a God that doeth great wonders. You start from the first day. It was a wonderful thing that the place that was null and void, all of a sudden, without no expatriates from another country, without no experts from within, without scientists and technology, without engineers and whatsoever, the earth was formed only by what? Words. Is it not so? The whole earth was formed by what? Was created by what? Words. Words. By speaking. And it came to pass. So from creation, from the first day, please, for the people sitting in front, don't fiddle with your phone. You are distracting me. Did you hear me? You are permitted to move back since you're choosing to be playing with your phone. But it's not allowed in church. God bless us in Jesus' name. He spoke everything into existence. Yesterday we were made to understand that by speaking into existence, something happened before the speaking can be powered. And what that was what? The Holy Spirit. There must be a move of the Spirit of God before things came to pass by speaking. So can we now see for signs and wonders to take place, it will be empowered by who? The Holy Spirit. So the world was itself formed by what? Wonders. Empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Bible records that the Spirit of God did what? Moved. Depending on your vision. And was hovering where darkness covers the deep. And when it moved, God spoke and darkness vanished. By what? Let there be light. And darkness cannot comprehend the light. Darkness did not say no. And Jesus came and died, recorded by John 1. Is it verse 9? That Jesus is this light. And Jesus is this word. And that light is what? You and I. My life and your life. Media. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into where? He was in the world and the world made And the world was made by him, and the world knew him. Bakam. The world knew him not, but it was by him that made that the, he said, it was by him which lighted every. But then, what was it? You need signs and wonders. If you don't know him, you are in what? In darkness. But there's a light here that darkness cannot stop. So why do you choose to be in darkness? Tell your neighbor, guy, know Jesus. Babe, know Jesus. Say, brother, know Jesus. That is, I'm using that language so that who be guy here? We'll still be among. Who is brother? We'll be still. You know, there's difference between brother and guy. Abi? There's difference between babe and sister. Say, sister, know Jesus. Mm-hmm. To him with me, you will choose one, whether you are a brother or a guy. You will know whether you are a sister or a... May I not be babe in Jesus' name. Because I will not be baby forever. God bless us in Jesus' name. And the Bible record that after words were used to create everything, that God did not use word to create man. And God did not stand alone to create man. The others, the Holy Spirit only moved and he created everything. The Holy Spirit only moved and he created everything. So that when you come, who is his image and his likeness, you can also use word to do what? Create everything when you have Jesus as light. I give unto you powers, authority to tread upon scorpions and serpents, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. But God caused man. Serpents, the seed of a woman shall bruise their head. But you will do what? Bruise his heel. Media, give me Genesis 3. Genesis 3. Media, give me that verse. Oh. Media, sorry. You will bruise the head of the serpent, but the serpent shall bruise your heel. That is the serpent. God caused man. The serpent shall stop you. Is it not this your heel? As you want to move, the devil will do what? We stink your heel. He said, I put enmity between I put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy heel, and thou, the devil, now shall bruise your heel. But when Jesus came, the system was I have the keys of David. When I shut, no man can open. When I open, no man can shut. I am the light. I came to show you the truth. God told Jesus and all the Holy Spirit, come, let us make man in our own image and likeness, so that man can be able to speak into existing, create things, do better things. No, so many inventions. Let's create man in our own image, that man will come and use this word that I've given to man. Hang it
on your neck. Put it on your doorpost. Is it not so? Meditate it day and night. That you will use this word and do what? And create things. Let's create them that way. Let's make them that way and make them small God. And that is why when Jesus came as man, when God decided to come as man and he gave us, I give unto you powers to tread upon scorpion and serpent. And what will happen? Nothing. He will not bruise your heel. It was removed. Nothing shall by any means does what? Hurt you. He said, this book shall not depart out of thy mouth. I'm starting to read the thing. Dominic, be careful. Who is here on the screen? To summarize what I've just told you, a little thing I've showed you. The topic of today's message is, I am a seed of God. Say it to yourself. I am the seed of God. I am the seed of God. Luke 10:19. Media, give me. Luke 10:19. I am the seed of God. Luke 10:19. Everybody read. Luke 10:19. One, two, go. Read. Me. Say me. So if you believe in Jesus as your light, that means nothing can happen to you because there was a sacrifice and a price paid. I am the seed of God. Let's look at, keep this passage in your mind. Open now to Mark 4. Mark 4 verse 8. I am the seed of God. I am the seed of Abraham. He suffered no one to do them wrong. I am the seed of Abraham. I will give unto you enmity between you and the serpent woman and thy seed. And thy seed. And thy seed shall bruise. So why do you allow the devil to be bruising you as a seed? Mark 4 verse 8, I read. Mark 4 verse 8, don't give me that portion. It's not from verse 4. Okay. Wait, let me know where I want to start. Mark 4, 2, verse 2. And he taught them many things by parable, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearkened, behold, they went out a sower. To do what? To sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on a stony ground, and where it had not much earth, the earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of the earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because of it had no roots, it withered. 7. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and shook it up, and it yielded no fruit. Verse 8. Everybody read. 1, 2, go. And some fell on a good ground, and did yield fruit, and sprang up and increased, and brought forth this, some 30, some 60, and some the 100. And he said unto them, he that has ear to hear, let him do what? Yeah. A new year 2024. The God of wonders. I'm a seed of Abraham. The question now is, where have you been sown? And who is your sower? I am the seed of God. Which ground were you sown? Is it by the wayside? Because we must decide now at the beginning. Is it not so? This is a new year. Is it not so? This is a new, for 100 level, this is a new school, a new environment entirely. Is it not so? For returning students, I've decided to return. This is a new session. Is it not so? A new semester. Crown it all, a new year with a new season. You must decide where you are sown. Where you're sown will determine where, how you'll be harvested. Can someone say amen? The crown of, the type of soil. Oh, is it type? Agreed. Oh, agreed people are not here. Oh. The agreed people here knows engine. The kind, is it kind? Type. The type of soil you are being sown will determine the kind of harvest that will take place. The end of a thing is better than the beginning. It's a kind of soil, as a seed you are of God. Are you sown of God? And they shall be like a tree planted by the riverside. Media, give me Psalm 1. And they shall be a tree planted by the riverside that beareth its fruit in due, and their leaves does not what? Verse 1, Psalm 1, verse 1. Want to go. Check. Who is? Want to go, read. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the, nor stand in the way of the, nor sit in the seat of the. Where are you planted and among who? I'm a seed of God. Where are you planted and amongst who? The kind of planting God has granted us is the planting of one, walking. Is it not so? You leave your house, you start walking. Who are you walking with? Number two is what? Standing. And someone stopped you, you stopped. That is the way of life. And after stopping, that person will be talking to you. Is it not so? And after talking to you, what we follow next? You stay. At that time, you are what? You are planted. Who planted you? And where are you planted? What's the kind of your soil? What's the nature of your soil? Is it a soil that will give glory to God? God said, blessed are those who are not planted in this kind of soil, ungodly soil, the scornful and the sinners. And your harvest will be what? The water will be flowing. There will be surplusity. There will be plenteous of good. And it says, you shall not lack any good thing. Any what? Did he say you shall not lack anything? Is that what he said? You shall not lack any good thing. You will have a thing. That is why we always say after every service, even when we have finished our prayers, surely, what? You shall not lack any good thing. And will he give you because you are righteous? No. He will give you because of his mercy. But simply because you've decided not to be planted by with the sinners, not to be planted with the scornfuls, not to be planted with the ungodly, who don't have regard for God. Because you have decided to be planted among those who give God the glory. You have decided to be planted among those who wait upon the Lord. You've decided to be planted among those who believe that Jesus is what? Lord. And is the answer to everything as far as this world is concerned. Take it only, believe it. Whatsoever comes as an answer into your life is a lie and is from the pits of hell. I can defend that. As far as this book is concerned. And someone shout, God of wonders. This time around, he will do it. And he will do more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He will do it. He will do it. I mean the good thing. I mean that good thing that he promised you. The slogan of me is Jeremiah 33 verse 14. Jeremiah 33 verse 13. Verse 14. Behold, the day cometh, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto Chapel of Praise, promised unto Mama. That good thing, this year, God shall perform. Can someone say, if I believe, there will be a performance? Yes. If you believe that Jesus is the answer concerning everything as far as this world is concerned, there will be a performance. Signs and wonders shall follow them that does what? Believe. But where are you planted with your belief? Yes, I believe that Jesus is Lord. Yes, I believe that he can do every good thing. Yes, I believe. And I'm planted in the Lord. What kind of soul? I'm going to give us three things. Is it things or whatsoever? English people. Three things. Oh, three manifestations you should expect. If you're planted the kind of soil that will give you a good result. Yes, I am planted in a good soil. The fourth one, I come to church. I do things for God. Nanama Azania Anama. But at the end, I yield 30%. Returning student, what is 30%? Eh? F. Even in nursery school. But I was planted in a good soil. Check the kind of soil. Are you with the scornful? Are you with the sinners? Are you with the ungodly? The psalm we read, Psalm 92. Psalm 92. Open. Psalm 92, verse what? Psalm 92 is said in verse 13. It says, those that be planted where? What will happen? Shall flourish in the court of the Lord, not outside the court of the Lord. That means you cannot be in the house of God and you are Yahweh boy. And the riches and the wealth you get. You cannot be in the court of the Lord planted and you are a hookup babe. Is it not so? You cannot be in the house of the Lord planted. You will reap 30% and 60%. You know why? If you read that scripture, said, it said, and some failed. They were not planted. The ground was not what? Deep. You do not sit at the feet of the Master Jesus and he planted you. You did not hear from him before you do anything. The Holy Ghost, the only power, is not the one leading you. There's another spirit. You were not planted. 30%, 60%, 100%. You were not planted. Even the food ground that was good, you were not what? That's why you still fail. And no glory. Do you know that those planted in the house of God can fail and there's glory? Are you aware of that? Eh? Are you aware of that? Do you remember the story Reverend George gave us? Who preached that message? How a sister had to have an extra year so that they can be able to meet with her husband. Can you remember that message? I can remember. You fail for the goodness of God and for the glory of God to be made manifest. Like the scripture we did, that child died so that Solomon could come. You can fail. But that failure has glory. At the end, that matters. The end does what? Speak out. The end does what? The end matters. It's not the beginning. The sister failed. The promise of God that was said to her, you will meet so man. There was a prophecy. And she was crying. Oh. Even one lecturer now that is doing her PhD in UK told me she had third class. She had what? But she did her master's with scholarship. So when she had third class, she told the lecturer, can you bring me down? I want to repeat a course. I want to have extra year. Is there any way you can bring me down? I want to have extra year. I want to finish up. And the lecturers rose up because she was a very serious woman of God on campus. That when the result was out and people who hook around, you know, some snappers, how do you call them? They sniff, they are always sniffing. What is happening? Some people were crying for her. Because they thought she will end with first class. And during the time she had her extra year, I will mention her name. Very powerful lecturer in mechanical. That if she stand tiny body, eh? You dare not. True or false? People has gotten it. You dare not, tiny. That was how she got her scholarship for masters. That extra year. So no matter how you fail as a Christian, you're failing for the glory of God to be made manifest. For the promise of God to be what? Fulfilled. What is the soil that you're growing from? Who are your friends? Who is your master? How are you starting in year one? This new semester, that new year you have entered, how do you start? As you have finished, you are going out. How will you go into the world? Three things. This is what we manifest in your life. For time's sake. Number one, you must be yielded to the soil. Luke 10 verse 17. Media, give me. And the 70 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils did what? Are subject unto us through thy name. They return to their master rejoicing. You must be yielded to a master. And that master is Jesus, no other. At the name of Jesus, at the name. Not at the mention, no. At the name of Jesus. Because God has highly exalted him. Above principalities and what? And there's where in the Bible that is written that Jesus is the head of principalities and what? Powers. You must be yielded to Jesus as your master. That at his name, every knee, every what? That has name in this age and in age to come. Your age is in this age, and many other ages are coming. So don't brag. You must be yielded. That after your achievement, you return to the master. Jesus. If you cannot be yielded to the master, you've not been planted. And if you have been thinking you're growing, you were dropped. The Bible record, and some did what? Speak back to me. Media, give me that portion where we read. And some, Mark 4, verse 8. And some did what? While Psalm 92 says in verse 13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord, being what? Planted, they were sown, but here they did what? They fell. That means why the sower was going to the farm, you fell out. You dropped on your own. On your own, you made your own choice. You did not follow the farmer to the farm, to the right soil that should be sown. If you don't follow the master to the farm, to the right ground, you will not see. You will not return with him with joy. Never. How will your return be? Tell someone, babe or sister, guy or brother, can you be planted in the house of the Lord? So that at the end, you will be yielding fruit. Fruit of joy, fruit of success, fruit of prosperity, fruit of greatness, fruit of standing. This is a song we used to sing. Apostolic Church, you there? Duk di tiene ngabasi Eke ngini kbono de Setana kababia ngambufo Ateke moedi Abasi. Don't be an agent to anything that has nothing to do with Jesus. Can I repeat myself? Don't be a house boy or a house girl to anything that will be speaking into your ear and you follow suit that Jesus is not the answer. Be the seed of God. Come, let us make man in our own image. Be planted in the house of the Lord so that you can return with a yielding fruit manner. Because it is written, This sign shall follow them that believe that Jesus is Lord and is the answer of everything I need in the world. Number 2, Acts 5, verse 16. If you see that your increase is not unto the glory of God. So number 2 things you will see yourself manifesting will be what? Increase. 1, you will notice that you'll be always returning to Jesus. You will all be returning to Jesus if you're planted in a good soil, and that will prove to you you are a seed of God. That you will bear fruit in good season. Acts 5, verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the city round about Jerusalem, bringing sick fold and them that were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed. How? You will increase. That means you cannot start year 1. You may managing A. Managing what? E. Oh, thank God, oh, I did not have F, but you have E. Hey, thank God, oh, I did not have F, but you have E. Is that a pass? That means when you start year one, you make your mistakes. Year two, you sit up. Year three, you do what? You bubble up. Year three, if engineering, before you enter year four, you've started making a parallel. Never the same again. I won't be the same again. Increase from the moment I met Jesus. A new life in me began. I won't be the same again. You return home, your father will say, Kai, is this my son? Jesus, I thank you. He will enter inside and say, oh, Jesus, thank you. And we come back to you. What is this on your face? But in his heart, he is happy because his son has been transformed. Not as he left home. Increase. A new level in life. A new stage in life. A new character. I sent my son to the university. My son did not come back useless. But if you failed while the sower was going to the farm and you were not planted to be the seed of God, your father will tell, as I heard the father said, the son said, that is the junior brother. I will take you to Uniport. The father said, the Lord rebuke you. My son cannot go to that, your useless school. But that is school. People are coming back out great. The father thought it was the school. The father did not know this child was not planted in a good soil. You return home, your mother, your father will be asking, when are you people resume? They don't need you again in the house. You are not needed. For you to leave the house is joy to them. You have not been planted. Even if you come to church, 30% they await you in character. All you do is get money. Give me money. Give me money. The one I sent, no more school fees. A small girl asked the sister. The sister called me because the sister is a member, was a member. Asked me, Mama, have they closed portal? I said, which portal? Ask for the closed portal again. He said, Mama, my sister has just called me. That one, he did not pay the full school fees. Two, that the portal is going to be closed. One, you stole your school fees. You did what? You did what? You stole your money. You stole your destiny and squandered it. Then you are now lying to school or upon school. I said, my daughter, there's nothing like that in Axu. Axu will close portal when school closes. Is it not so? Say the truth and shame the devil now. You lied. And immediately I said that, sister said, well, Father, may she finish this at school and leave me alone. No plans for you. But if you're sown in a good ground, expansion. When your father gives you 10,000 naira, when he goes out, he will be blessed with 20,000 naira. Hello? Can I say that again? Can I say that again? You will be a source of favor to your parents because your parent has spent money on you. Them giving to you, they sow it into the house of God because you have been planted into the house of God. Because they spend on you, God blesses them. Oh, I believe what I've just said. Let me see your hand. It happened to me. Anytime Ekemini will be righteous, any money I spent on him, sometimes, three times, people will just be dashing me money. Say, I am a favored child. Everybody, you say it or I come down. Say, I am a favored child. That any money spent on me will bring favor to my parents. Will bring favor to my sponsors. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who planted you? what ground are you sowing? Please, brother, don't be with the ungodly. Sister, don't skill with the scornful, those that can say anything about God. Stay away. Paul told Timothy, do what? Stay away. Those who are godly, but they deny the power of God, do what? Stay away. God will take you to another glory, another level. You will walk in the multitude. The disciples, first, they were just going out. But when Jesus left, there was an increase. They moved from talking to one. They started healing multitude. Increase in all you do. You were able to pray and heal headache. Now you see that you can lay hand on the sick and they are what? Healed. You were able to pray 1 hour. Now you notice that after prayer and fasting 21 days, you pray in the spirit. And while praying, you are seeing revelations, visions. You pray with revelations. You were not able to study the word of God. You were a chorister that sings empty songs. You notice you are singing as a minstrel, now speaking the mind of God through songs. You notice nobody notices you in your department. Your lecturers, everybody despises you. But after 21 days fasting, you start walking in the multitude, increase in your life. You know people come to you. Sister, you started seeing people coming around you. Everything you do is being appreciated. Everybody wants to be like you. Everyone comes to you. How did you make it? How did you do it? That's increase. You did not know how to read. You did not have this intellect that whereby when you read, you will be able to retain and to recall. How do you call it? Retentive memory. You notice it was hard for you to quickly understand what you're reading. But after 21 days fasting, after coming this evening to break the bread, the real breaking of bread that Jesus did in the evening with the disciples, that is what we are going to do today. That you notice that immediately you break the seal, you have destroyed whatsoever seal that was sealed on your intellect. And from low to what? High. Increase. You were not able to face people. Guy like you, brother like you will come and talk to you and you'll be like, we. Now you come. He said that the righteous shall be bold like a lion. Now someone talks to you, you notice you look at that person. I don't understand what you are talking about. I think you don't have something important to say. I'm leaving you. Yes. Increase. Another standard in life. Before, when they talk to you, you will not know how to respond immediately. It's after that incident has passed and the thing starts coming to you. You would have said like this. Hey, God, oh, how I wish it can come back. No, there's nothing like second chance. Second impression. Is it not so? One impression. First, they call it first. After that first impression, there's now and I. If you go back to talk to him, you not get meaning that time. True or false? But you notice that if you're soon in the right ground, after 21 days fasting, we call it quick understanding. The spirit of discernment come upon you. Before they open your mouth, you know what they are talking about. And before they could talk, you talk, close their mouths. True or false? Rubbish. Before they could land, you have destabilized them. Because the power of God in you, you have been planted, and they shall be like a tree planted by the riverside. Overflowing supply of what? Intellect. Money. Academic excellence. Prosperity. Because you shall not lack any good thing. Who is your sower? Finally, you will do what? Produce One, you will be yielded. Two, there will be an increase, an expansion. Jabez prayed a prayer. Expansion, that you may enlarge my territory. God will do it. This will be the signs that you will carry. Yesterday we were meant to understand that signs is of the earth, but wonders is of what? God. God will do the wonders. You will not do anything. The sign will be like Moses. You bring out your rod and you point to the river. And God, the way the river will be parted is none of your business. The way the river will be parted, none of your business. And that will be the wonder. It's of God. But you get the sign. You just what? Get the sign. Be yielded. Get the sign. Grow in increase. Seek for growth. And finally do what? Produce result. Acts 2 verse. Acts 2 verse what? Let me be sure of the Bible portion. Produce. Say, what can you boast of? The ending is better than the beginning. What can you boast of? What do you have to present after 4 years? What will you show to the world after 5 years? At the end of the semester, how can you boast? You will boast according to where you were planted. Did you fail along the way? Or did you follow until a ground is thick? Before you can produce results, you must first of all do what? Die. Yielded. There's no crop that does not die. There's no seed that will not die before doing what? Germinates. You must be yielded. You want to be a good fruit? You must be yielded. You want to produce? You must be pruned. You must be what? He said, I am a vine. Any vine, the branches that does not bear fruit, I will do what? I will cut off. But they that bear fruit, I will do what? I will prune. So that what will happen? They might bear more fruit. You must be pruned. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. There's a great change since I'm born again. Your excesses must be cut off. If you're not pruned, no produce. And you have no product. What to show for it? I be student. I don't get admission. I be uni. How did that boy put it? Guy, I was traveling with one boy during this resumption one time. All they call the guy will be making. I be uni guy, whether uni guy or uni babe, uni boy. That is, I be university. I was just looking at the boy. I said, do you know you are going to a university? Do you know the meaning of university? Universal city. A place where all the world come with their character and their waiting, their gods, their everything, jump together. Will you be able to fight all of them? You know, calm down. Guy, calm down. I'm a uni, conducted new lifestyle. He said campus lifestyle. Tell someone, guy, there's nothing like campus lifestyle. Na campus destruction. See, the people that are cutting the experience, they are laughing. Now campus destruction. Anyway, for some of us who has been there before and was destroyed, and you open to land again in Acts, you understand more than me that you were destroyed somewhere. Hallelujah. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name again. Praise the Lord. You have decided, say campus lifetime, nothing. You have decided to tell the university management, camp us with all our different characters, different homebringing, upbringing from our families. You must bear fruit. Tell someone, I must bear fruit. I must bear fruit. I must bear fruit. What did I say? How to bear fruit? Acts 2 verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. And how did they use the power? Verse 14 says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and declared what they have derived, what they have been able to produce. And Peter, rising up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, he men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you. Hearken to my words. Peter, don't come at all. That was someone that ran away from the houseboy. They don't produce authority. What will you produce? Hearken to my... Who is speaking? A fisherman. And who were they speaking? Were Peter speaking to? Let's read. If you see, media, give me the people Peter was talking to. Verse 8. Is it? Let's read verse 8. And how here we are we not... I'm looking for that scripture. The kind of people that went to Jerusalem that day for Passover. These are their countries. But there's a place you can see where the calibers of men that were for that meeting. Great men, scribes, those who knows the law, those who have studied law for years, those who have been in the synagogue for years. But Peter came out. That was his produce, and that was his product. Hearken to my... So whatsoever you have heard, do what? Drop it. Peter, fisherman, you dey talk to fish, or you dey talk to human being. That kind of boldness is rich for water. Is it not so? But if you are planted in the court of the Lord, you'll be flourishing. Allow yourself to be planted in the court of the Lord. Can you be on your feet? Who is your master?
I have no power of my own. Your word has made me to understand, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. They give out signs, they give out wonders, they do out wonders. Holy Ghost, move in my life. May I not stand with the ungodly. May I not be planted. Let my walking not be with the godly, ungodly. Let my walking be with those who fear Jesus as Christ. Who believe us with Jesus as Christ. Take me, Lord, and lead me. Many came and were destroyed. I will not be destroyed. Is that someone's prayer? Many came and conquered. I will conquer. Many came and finished victoriously. I will finish victoriously. Because I'm in the seed of God. He's the one that gave me this admission. He's the one that brought me here. He's the one that gave my mother, my father, the cookies. I am no other person but through Jesus. Take over me, feed me, and they shall be like a seed planted by the riverside.
My
their lips will not be.
I surrender.
Take away the scornful from my side. Take away sinners from me. Take them away in this fasting. I want you to take sinners away. Take scornful away. Take causes away. Take fornication away. Take bad friends away from me. My Holy Ghost, take over my heart. Please, for once, can you be serious with Christ? Easier. Today is the last day of 21 days fasting. Please, can you close your eyes? Please, can you dedicate yourself to God? This is the beginning of the year. Why is it that all over the world people are fasting? Can you please ask a question? Why all the church is fasting? Why is it that everybody is praying? Why is it that fasting is going on? Why? Why? Can you please ask why? Can you please ask why? He said, for those that believe in Christ, they shall be saved. And those who don't believe are condemned already. Who told you that Jesus, that deliverance is a sin? That if you are delivered from those powers, you will die. You will never die. Who told you if you come out, you will die? Never. Who tell you the day you reveal the secret, you will die? Who told you? The wasters has been locked out of the house of God. No more waster.
Oh, to be my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Can you sing this last song?
Barren land.
away bad friends. Take away bad companies. Take them away. In this fasting, take them away. He said, this going not but through prayer and fasting. Come back in the evening. Ask God to take them away. So that you can have what to show forth at the end. Father, be my own. Feed me till I overflow. 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 You can stop wanting it at any time. Let him feed you, Lord Jesus, and overflow. You have excess of his feeding. The souls are looking for you, Jesus. These souls need you. Receive them, Lord. Strong deliver me, Lord.
Strong.
No matter how strong the stronghold of the devil, Father, break it. I want to be planted as a seed of God. I want to finish Acts as a seed of God. We were talking about Solomon. A strong deliverer delivered Solomon.
Strong deliverer.
No matter their scheme, no matter their plans,
strong,
be it from home, be it within, be it outside, be it spiritually, be it physically, deliver us. Deliver these ones, God. I bind the spirit of wasters in the life of these ones, Lord. And finally, Lord, songs of praises.
Songs of praise.
Finally, Lord, the disciples return. The 70 return with joy. And I will return with joy. I will yield to you that we bring my increase. I will ever.
Songs of praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Feed
us and deliver us from these strong hands. We will praise you forever. That praise belongs to you always.
Because
you are the seed of God. By the word of Jesus that says a sign shall follow. Signs shall follow. Father, I stand on earth as signs while you will do wonders in heaven. That every waster in the life of these ones, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I stretch forth my hand, every demonic powers and forces that has decided to waste destinies in Axu and in your family, I cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every serpentine spirit that has decided to waste the life, the destinies of God's children, I cast you out now. Go, never to return. In the name of Jesus, go to eternity. Never to return in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jehovah, do the wonders. Let there be a transformation. Let there be victory. Let there be great deliverance. Let there be great deliverance. Let your mighty hand be at work. Let chains be broken. Let destiny be restored. Let good health be restored. Let favor be restored. Let grace be restored. Let salvation be made manifest. I declare this in the name of Jesus. I come to you in the name of Jesus. That this is the house of God. And it's called the house of prayer. Not the house of wasters. From today henceforth, no destiny here will be wasted. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go and succeed. Go and excel. Go and prosper. Go and be planted in the house of the Lord. Go and flourish.
You are a seed of God, and he suffered no one to do them wrong. No wrong shall come to you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you, because the power of God will do wonders. Whosoever come against you again, against the church of God, must be wasted now and forever. In the name of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I release you and I set you free, and free forever in Jesus' name. And I bind every spirit of stubbornness that will come against your life and destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the word of God, and it is done, and it is established. Because you believe, it shall prosper in your life now and forevermore. All in the name of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. Wave your hand to him. I am free. Praise God, I'm free. Wave your hand. Tell him thank you. No more abound. No more chains holding me. My soul delivered, and it's just a blessing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free, Lord. Praise the Lord. Can someone, even if you don't know how to sing, follow the lyrics? No more about. No more chains holding me. My soul is delivered, and it's just a blessing. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm
praise, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm
my burdens are lifted now.
Praise.
Together for this Jesus, who is mighty, who is great, who is great. Hallelujah. Can you raise?
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm free.
And as a sign, I stand here that whatsoever the Bible says, whatsoever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven. I stand here that your freedom loose upon your life now.
You're loose and you're released from bondage now. And you're free for eternity. In the name of Jesus Christ. Free from whatsoever kept you in bondage. Free from whatsoever did not allow you to be planted in the house of God. You are released in Jesus' name. Amen. Say, I am the seed of God. And he promised Abraham that he will not suffer his seed to do anybody to do them wrong. And I am a seed of Abraham by faith. He said, he promised Abraham that your seed, Psalm 105, is it not so? Read Psalm 105. Let's read it, because I'm trying to paraphrase it. Let's read it. Psalm 105 verse 105, I'm not even there yet. Okay. If you are there, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Verse 12. No. Verse what? Eh? I need that place. 14. Yes. 1, 2, go. One, okay. From verse 13. 1, 2, go. Read. When they went from one nation to another, from the kingdom to other people, he did what? You've left your father's house.
Abi, you've left your village. Say, I am the seed of God. And by faith, I'm the seed of Abraham. He suffered no one to do me wrong. This is the word of God. And it is established because you believe it will prosper in your life. Can someone shout hallelujah?